بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد الحمد لله we learned from Hazrat Wala in regards to taking our hisab annually our accountability we know Muharram has begun already 1444 and for a person to see his own hisab kitab his own balance sheet the last year and the year ahead And as we can see, the years how it's flying past from Jumu'ah to Jumu'ah. We hear the janazah notices that are coming every week. Right now in the world, as if there's a rush, there's an urgency, there's an emergency. Every day something new is happening. So for us to take stock of our lives and to see right now which direction am I going in and how much am I investing right now. As Hazrat explains to us also, make the niyat of our life. What is the niyat of my life? What I have to achieve before I reach my Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. I don't know when I'm going to get there. It can happen anytime. In Quran Sharif, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala explains to insan about life and time. وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرِ One ayat Surah Al-Balad, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدٍ That we made insan to live in difficulty, in chaos. In musibat, by default, insani life is like that. It's difficult. For him to come into this world was difficult. For his mother to bear him was difficult. حَمْنَتُهُمُ كُرْهَا وَوَضَعَتُهُ كُرْهَا So everything about him was difficult. Then his teething, his fever, bukhar, his walking, falling down. Kamai, earning a livelihood. All this is difficult. Then sakarat of maut, ghamarat of maut. That too was difficult, leaving this world. Then mahshar, resurrection on the day of qiyamah. يَوْمٌ asir, Allah Ta'ala says, is a day of difficulty. So by default life is difficult. Allah has made it like that. But to make life easy and enjoyable, Hazrat explains to us, that find some Allah wala, your life will not become easy, it will become sweet and it will become enjoyable. In all its difficulty, you will find the enjoyment of the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Then you will find the company of the Allah wala, like how we found it in Hazrat wala. Then to come and sit in the programs, life is not difficult, now it's enjoyable. To have taqwa, and not to fight nafs and shaitan becomes enjoyable. But together with this, the Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, we made insan to live in difficulty, and in this surah at al-asr, Allah ta'ala says, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ We made insan to live in difficulty, and insan by default is at a loss. He's losing time. The Shafi Sahib rahmatullah explains, he says that insan, time is such a capital Allah Pak has given us, it's a capital. It's such a capital, is unlike the capital we have of dunya, where we have our wealth. See, that wealth we can keep it aside, I'll use it later, I'll invest it later. Possibly now there might be some fluctuation through my favor. But this capital of time that Allah Pak has given us and health, this health and this time is such a thing, Hazrat explains, is fluid, is liquid, is moving all the time, is flowing. There's no way a person now can save the time, I'll use it later. Is moving all the time. And this capital, the trader is you and I. We are the traders. The capital is in my hand. And he says that how we going to invest this capital depends on us. If we use it now in the correct avenues, this capital of time, every second, every minute, every hour, as it explains to us also in the life of a mu'min, there's no vacuum. That if I don't do something now, nothing will happen. You'll spend your time in something. Your health, your wealth, your time, your faculties will be used somewhere. Is that using the correct avenues, it will go in the incorrect avenues. Then, Mufassirin explained that if it's used in the correct avenues, we are trading with time right now. Every minute, every second. And we hear the cry of Hazrat every week after week. Durud Sharif, Durud Sharif. Written Durud Sharif. In the morning, in the evening. Those seconds are so valuable. When it comes to the masturat at home also, they are cooking 100 durud sharif, 3 minutes, 4 minutes. But that explains to us so practically also, women work with time. Whether it be the oven, how many minutes, be the microwave, how many minutes. So they're working with time. So ask them also, time yourself, durud sharif, how many minutes will it take you? Feed your children 100 durud sharif. Read durud sharif and blow with the food, they will become pious people. They grow up with the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To invest at every moment of mine. Because in the day of Qiyamah in Jannah, the only thing the Jannati will have a regret upon the time that he passed in this world without the dhikr of Allah. That regret that Nadamati will have. the rigid and nadamati will have that, how come I spend that time in futility? Now he's looking for alternatives, alternate entertainment. As a feast, is that our work to think of now what are the alternatives? Allah Ta'ala has given us a complete syllabus already. It is enough to do already, to invest. If I make the niyat of my life akhirat, then I've got no time to waste. And we see this, my dear brothers. Our Hazrat Wala also sits in the car, Quran Sharif is open. No time wasted. Speak to Allah. Speak. How much we spoke to makhluk already? Speak to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Read some kitab. And invest with the akhirat all the time. There's no time to waste. There's an urgency right now. There's an urgency to invest as much as I can. So a person can use his time and his health, and health, this capital of health also, Ulama explained, is such a capital Allah Pak has given. With every day passing, a person's capabilities, his faculties, his talents don't get stronger, they get weaker and they fade. Doesn't get stronger, it's fading away. His strength, his health, his faculties are all now being invested in the wrong avenue. Then Ulama explained, that leave making a profit, he loses capital also. We can understand this in our business. I lost my capital. Where do I start off again from? You lost the time. You lost the Sunday. You could have invested the Sunday. Or Yom Ustabd, Yom Al-Ahad. Come with the program. Invest my time in the company of the pious. But I went elsewhere. So Hazrat says, we're here now to invest this time of ours. Oh, we'll be at a loss. You lost the capital. And you lost your profit also. Everything went. Except those who have iman, where we recharge our iman, these are the gatherings. Where we find the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Where we learn what really iman is about. Otherwise, what we think is correct becomes incorrect. And how many avenues out there, and how the fitnas are there taking us away from iman. Zakim Sahib Rahimullah explained this three registers on the day of Qiyamah. When a person passes away, there will be the register of the kuffar, register of the mu'mineen, register of the salihin and the pious. They'll put our name in the register. But when it comes to the register of the kuffar, how many of us feel I am safe? We're not safe. With all this fitnas we're hearing around us, LGBT, just to say now, let him be what he wants to be. If he's happy like that, he's okay. We can't even say that also. But sometimes we say it. If they want to be like that, let it be. We cannot say let it be. It cannot be like that. Your iman is at stake now. With the register of kuffar also, because it's so easy to get into the register. How am I spending my time? How to use my tongue according to my iman? We come to learn by Hazrat Wala. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ Good a'mal. Hazrat is putting us on a'mal. Be awabin, ishraq, tahajjud. Fill that time, invest that capital on the day of Qiyamah, subhanallah. When we will do all these amal, invest them correctly. وَتَوَاصُوا بِالْحَقِّ Encourage one another with haqq. وَتَوَاصُوا بِالصَّبْرِ Be patient upon the commands of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And by these amal, investing our time correctly, every minute, every second, durood sharif, istighfar, the dhikr of Allah, obedience of Allah, then our name will go into the register of the saliheen. The true slaves of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then we open the day of qiyamah and a'lan will be made, فَدْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي You want jannat? Join my servants first. You were with them, you did those a'mal, you learned it from them, you implemented, you informed the shaykh, you took mashwara, now enter with them in jannat also. For that we make these intentions to come to the gatherings of our Hazrat Wala, to learn how to save ourselves from this difficult life, and how to save ourselves from this loss of dunyawi time. Allah Ta'ala give us the to be a